I'd like you to turn in your New Testaments to 1 Peter chapter 3 by way of invitation this evening. We're going to look at verses 10 through 12 of the text, something we talked about in the adult class that I'm teaching on Wednesday nights a few weeks ago. I want you to look at verses 10 through 12 and the reference that is given here. It says, "He who would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking guile. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil." Now this is actually a quote from the book of Psalms. I forget now exactly which psalm it is. I don't have my center reference with me with this New Testament. But you'll look at this particular passage, and the interesting thing about the Psalms as contrasted with the hope that we have in Christ Jesus is that often the reference there would be to some kind of physical manifestation of blessing. For example, with regard to the Israelites, that God would bless them in their land and bless them with produce and wealth in their land if they would serve Him, but would judge them if they did not. And of course, as we seek application today, the application primarily is of a spiritual nature. Do want to note the phrase in verse 10, however, "if you would love life and see good days, in effect, refrain from doing evil and instead do good." And it is an interesting thing that the Creator of all things, the God of the universe, has established His will for us. And it is right to say that the way to best enjoy your life as you live here on this earth is to live in accord with His will. It is a practical thing to do so. If you do that, as a result of doing that, you will indeed have a good life. In fact, in verse 13 of the text, the very next verse, he asks the question, "Who is he who will harm you if you become followers of doing good?" Now, there is the realization that sometimes as Christians we suffer persecution. But in fact, if we live a life of righteousness in accord with the will of God, then we get along well in society. Things go well for us, and we receive the favor of both God and man. But the primary application, and certainly so with regard to our invitation this evening, is the recognition that in order to be pleasing to God and receive His favor, we must refrain from evil and do good. And ultimately, we need to recognize that even if it is our lot to suffer, and to suffer even the loss of life as we live for the Lord, that ultimately it will be worth it because of eternity, because of the eternal reward that is promised to those who are righteous. And so as we offer an invitation this evening, the invitation is this: if you would want to have a good life on this earth, but more importantly, have eternity in the presence of God, you need to refrain from doing evil and seek to do good. And if you have questions as to what that entails, we would be most happy to talk to you about that. But if you know and understand your responsibility to be in service to Him and have either not yet become a child of God or you have faltered in some way and seek to be restored in a right relationship with Him and receive the prayers of the saints, we offer that invitation to you. We extend it now. If you have a need, whatever your need may be, we ask that you come. All together we stand while we sing.